I was trying to figure out how to start this. Let me think here. So this isn't, this doesn't have its own intro, because Monday Night Magic has the Monday Night Magic intro. My videos have one. The Manipool has one. I don't have one for three questions.
Hello again to GP Interrogation, where we will ask you three questions, and your answers will dictate your survival.
The Charlotte Inquisition.
That's pretty good. Right. But no. I'm just going to delete all that.
Jam! Hello and welcome to Three Questions Grand Prix Charlotte 2016. I'm Chewy, here as always, to entertain you with my interrogative nonsense. These interviews are from Friday of GP Charlotte, consisting of a diverse cast of characters. I'm talking to some listeners, some fellow podcasters, some judges, a certain well-known cosplayer, a coverage writer and his adorable family, and a sexy robot who did a bit of accidental and wholly unfortunate foreshadowing. I'm also doing something a little different this time, which you'll hear very shortly. So I hope you all enjoy, and I'll be back at the end.
Oh, jam! Hello again, and welcome back to Three Questions. I am Chewy. I am here at GP Charlotte 2016, because now I have to verify. No, what's the word? Specify. Expletive deleted. And I'm here to ask three questions. And to start it off, I figured rather than going with someone big and important, I'll start with these three people I know. So.
Oh, we're not big.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're both bigger than you.
And he's meaner than me.
He's a lot more important than you, so it works out.
Boom.
So I am standing here with Sexy Jared. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
He's one of my local players. I'm standing here with Squee, my Monday Night Magic co-host.
Hi.
And JT, my GP's Charlotte buddy. You are more important than me.
That's better.
So, gentlemen,
hardball.
Are you ready for three questions?
Sure.
This is kind of unfair because Bill knows what they are because we came up with them in the car on the way here, but that's fine.
So we cheat off his answers, right?
No, he's going last. Yeah.
Oh, come on. This is the first where the Asian is cheating off someone else's answers.
That's racist. So.
It is.
I mean, it is.
We'll go with that.
Scientifically speaking.
So, first question. So we're back in Innistrad, right? Uh-huh. The world of horror tropes and creepy things. So, gentlemen. What's your favorite scary movie?
Ironically, it's Scream.
Easy. Oh, Sexy Jared's thinking.
Scary movie? I mean, honestly, like, my favorite movies in, like, every category just comes up to, like, Gremlins. It's, like, the best holiday movie, the best Christmas movie. Just the best movie overall.
Second best Christmas movie.
Get the hell out of here. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't have to edit that. I don't see Bruce Willis wrapping himself up in gauze.
I mean, I wouldn't make it.
When he's done hitting that tire.
So, okay, Gremlins is somewhat
Gremlins.
Scary. Yeah, we'll give you that.
Gremlins was my favorite movie, like, of all time. So
just in every category. Okay.
Every category, yeah.
So, like, your favorite romantic comedy? And it does have romantic comedy in it, doesn't it?
Come on.
Jesus. Bill, what you got?
Rear Window.
Going classic.
Okay. Yeah, Hitchcock.
I've actually never seen Rear Window, and I feel bad about that.
You should.
It's worth watching. Yeah.
I already got to change my answer.
Look at him. He's already cheating. He even said he would.
All right, Mr. Asian Man, what you got?
Retcon. So I actually didn't think this first because it's actually just my favorite all-time movie. It's Trick or Treat. Not the one from the 80s. The one from, like, early 2000s.
Where the art was the kid with the pumpkin head. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard that one's actually really good.
Really good.
Nice. These are all things I'm going to have to watch at some point. Except for Gremlins, which I've seen when I was a kid, and it scared the crap out of me, and I've never seen it since.
We can watch it on VHS and everything.
Oh. Yeah. Can we snuggle up on the couch and have a...
Night.
What did you eat in, or drink watching a movie in the 80s?
Popcorn?
I was going to say Cracker
Jack. I drank popcorn, ate soda.
Cracker Jack.
Okay, second question. What is your favorite enchantment?
Actually, right now. Parallel Thoughts.
Okay, until you change it.
Parallel Thoughts. The one where you search seven cards out of your library and make a mini library draw from that set. It's actually my roommate in college who taught me how to play. It was like the one card he gave me in the very beginning. So
he's like, this is crap. I don't want it.
Yeah,
you can have it.
Essentially, but still, I put in as many decks as possible. So, yeah.
What set's that from?
Scourge.
Because it's got the little wizard dude with the... Yeah, yeah. Okay, I remember that now. Yeah. Sexy Jared?
Mine is... people may hate me for this. Invoke Prejudice. Even though there are some implications there of other things.
Especially...
That is not why I like the card. I mean, that card could be blank, and I would still love it.
So it's not just the art.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the
okay.
art.
Okay, well, remind people
it's a very, very unique effect. It is a quad blue enchantment for whenever an opponent would play a creature that is not the same color of any color of creature that you currently control, they have to pay X, where X is... twice the mana, or the mana cost of that card in colorless mana.
So they have to pay.
They essentially have to pay, yeah, the mana cost twice for the card in order to cast the creature and keep it from being countered.
Nice.
It is a very convoluted card as well.
And you can tell that he's being serious because he knew what it did off the top of his head. So
yeah. I've got an Italian copy because I'm cheap, but I've got a giant printout of what the actual English text is whenever I play with it. So we're good there. So I get to show everybody the boogeyman, you know.
These are two really good answers for our first two.
Yeah.
So how about you, boring man?
I'm going to be super boring. Assemble the Legion.
That's a good one, then.
I really appreciate it. Aside from just it being a good card, I like the moment when you play that and you're just sitting back and you're like, so, we're playing this different game now, right? It's going to be great. How fast can you kill me? Because I've got blockers for days.
And then they start attacking.
And then they hit me with flyers and I die.
Yeah.
But
you force them to.
Yeah, I make them.
That's the important
part. It changes the tempo of the entire game.
Curse of Death's Hold.
Then you play like an anthem.
Then there's that, yeah.
I mean, you can do that. That's fair.
It still accumulates counters, so when your Curse of Death's Hold is gone, you're screwed.
That's what the O-ring's for.
You play the other red-white enchantment that gives them +2/+0 on your turn, and then +2 on your turn.
Ah, or on so your they die every turn. Other turn.
Yeah.
I sympathize with that.
Come on, there are 3/1s when you're attacking and 1/3s when you're blocking. That's good, right? Yeah.
Sure.
We'll do that.
Anyway, okay, final question, gentlemen. It's the end of the game. You've got the win. What music do you hear in your head when you turn all your dudes sideways for the winning Alpha Strike? JT. By the way, did you want to change your answer for your second question?
Not yet. Okay. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Actually, it's K-pop. Particularly Very Good by Block B. I'm very, very good.
You're just a walking stereotype, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
Better than being a walking contradiction.
That's a good song. That's fair. That's my music, and it's not my music.
I can't say this has ever actually happened to me, but...
Because
you first,
don't win?
The first thing that popped in my mind was We Are the Champions by Queen. I don't know why.
I mean, that
it just
Mighty
did.
Ducks. Mighty Ducks is what did that to you.
Yeah. Ducks. You saw the Mighty Ducks.
Fair enough.
How about you there, Squeebill?
At Bill present, Squeebill. The music that plays when Wonder Woman shows up in Batman v Superman. Because that music will wreck people, and it's the only reason to watch that movie.
And the opening scene, damn it.
Well, no, that's fair, yeah. Like, watch the opening scene and the cut to that one, you're good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Just save, like, 2 hours of your life.
Nice. So that's my first round of three questions here at GP Charlotte. More later. Thank you, guys. All right, I am now standing here with the man that I love to torment by saying that he is big and scary. It's... Let's see, you're a level 2 judge?
I am a level 2.
Yeah, Michael Aerosmith.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here.
I am happy that I audibled and decided to come here as well.
Yeah.
So
you ready for three questions?
I'm absolutely ready for three questions.
All right. So first question. We're back in Innistrad now, right? The world of creepy things and horror tropes. So I ask you, sir, what's your favorite scary movie?
So, I'm not a big fan of scary movies.
I mean, I'm not really either. I have been in recent years.
I can appreciate the scary movies that are based upon something that could actually happen. Mm-hmm. So, like the Saw movies, somebody could actually go that insane.
Sure.
So, I guess I would go with those type of scary movies. But I really like the werewolf types, like the Blades and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they're not really scary, you know, because they're not real.
No.
So, but yeah.
Okay, so you're grounded in reality.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So, if we had a movie about a large bald man with facial hair and tattoos who could theoretically snap me in half, that would be more scary.
I would, yes, I would probably pee myself a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror, you pee yourself a little bit.
Just a little.
He's a scary man, ladies and gentlemen. But he's a big, scary teddy bear.
I'm a teddy bear.
Unless you piss him off.
Yeah,
so,
do that.
Second question. What is your favorite enchantment?
Okay,
he had something ready.
So, Boggles is a thing.
Yes, it is. Because you, where did you finish at whatever?
I was top 32 in Milwaukee a couple weeks ago. I would have to say Rancor. I like that it's, you know, Rancor, it's a one drop, plus two, trample.
It's only like one of the most busted auras ever.
Comes right back. Daybreak's really good, Unflinching Courage. Pretty much all the stuff in the Boggles deck is very, very good. So,
which is why the deck works.
Oh my gosh, that deck is so much
all
fun.
All of the enchantments are borderline broken.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I'd probably say Rancor.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
When they reprinted that, my playgroup and I crapped. Because that was on our list of things they will never reprint, Rancor. And there it was, and we were
I want it to come back. I really do. I want to play it in standard so bad.
Oh, you're a horrible person.
I know I am.
Okay, well.
I'm okay with this.
All right. Well, then you'll appreciate this next question then.
Sure.
So it's the end of the game.
Yeah.
And you're about to win.
Yep.
What music plays in your head when you turn all your dudes sideways for the winning Alpha Strike?
That was easy button.
That was easy.
It's pretty much ding.
That was easy.
That's kind of how I. That's kind of.
I half
think,
expected
so.
To hear "Thank you for being a friend." Coming out of your mouth,
come on. That's a close second.
It is right.
But yeah, definitely that's that was easy. Ding.
That was easy.
I like it.
Yep.
Well. So. Well then, thank you very much, sir. I hope you enjoy your judging and breaking
fun,
people and things that you
absolutely.
Do while you're here.
Should and Bojangles.
And Bojangles. Thanks a lot, man.
It's a pleasure.
All right, I am now standing here with, who are you?
Noble Hierarch, a.k.a. Christine Sprinkle, I guess.
Are you going by your outfit's name first now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hierarch is a title.
Just checking. So you doing all right? I mean, it's only Friday. Please tell me you're doing all right.
Well, it's just I'm on West Coast time, so I'm like 3 hours off right now.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I just want a nap. Like, that's all. I'm pretty good. I just really want to, like, crawl underneath the table and just kind of, like, take a 45-minute nap real quick.
Yeah, no one will notice. Go ahead.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
This
I might
won't go up for a week or so you're good. Yeah.
Okay, well, so nobody will, like, come over to the booth and just, like, peer underneath to see if I'm passed out underneath there.
Well, I will let you get to your nap right after you answer three questions. Are you ready?
I'm down.
Excellent. All right, so first question. We're in Innistrad, right? The world of scary things
as a
and horror
joke.
Yes. Well, okay, maybe not you. So I have to ask you, what's your favorite scary movie?
Army of Darkness.
Well, that was quick.
Yeah.
Does that count? Is that scary?
I don't know. Can I just say The Evil Dead, then?
Oh, okay,
the Evil Dead trilogy?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Because it starts at horror, and then it goes silly horror, and then it goes comedy. So, yeah.
I mean,
covers the whole thing.
I don't really like horror at all. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, a huge scaredy cat when it comes to that, so The Evil Dead's right in my corner to where it's not too scary.
Mm-hmm,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah, have you ever seen the first one? It's actually somewhat terrifying.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, trees raping people, like, who wants that? Like, that's horrifying.
Well, I mean, I'm from not far from here, so it's not an uncommon occurrence. But we'll not go into that. So, second question. What is your favorite enchantment?
My favorite enchantment? Leyline of Sanctity.
Which one's
so, the white ley line.
But aren't there two?
Is it? I don't know. Is it? But that's the
I
white.
I say Kismet.
Oh, Kismet. I do love Kismet, too.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm a terrible person.
Oh, well, that's true.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that's right up my alley. But yeah, I like the white ley line. Ley line of Sanctity.
Nice, nice. All right, then.
I guess that's my answer.
It's a good question to ask to find out how people's brains work, because enchantments are very bizarre things.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, second choice is Kismet for sure, so.
So you're all about the white enchantments, gotcha.
Yes.
All right, so last question. You're about to turn your dude sideways for the winning Alpha Strike. What's the music that plays in your head?
What is my... as I was just say, I think the very first thing that pops into my head is the John Cena, like, walk-on song.
And his name is John Cena!
Da-da-da! And I just scream at my opponent as I, like, you know, tap to attack, just, you can't see me! You can't see me! And then he calls a judge, and I get kicked out of the tournament.
You get an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So that's exactly...
All right, then. Well... thank you very much. If you would like to hear more of Christine Sprankle, you should go listen to Enchant World number 2, where she and Bill, or Squee, whatever his name is, talked about a magic convention.
Yes, that needs to happen.
It does. Have you heard about HasbroCon that's going to have, like, this much magic at it?
Yeah. People were like, oh, hey, did you hear about that? I was like, still not what I was asking
for. It's not
but,
it at all. No, I'm glad
okay.
that you agree.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're here. Let's see, you're a Noble Hierarch all day today.
And then I am the evil Avacyn. It's like I like to call her tomorrow and Sunday.
Nice.
So if you miss me while you're playing the main tournament, you get a second chance.
Awesome.
To be purified.
It is a little scary.
It is.
I mean,
the eyes are really creepy.
You're a very small person, and yet I've seen you in that outfit, and it's intimidating as hell.
You know, it's like compact size of evilness is what.
Yeah, I've heard terrifying things come in small packages.
Exactly. Ha. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
I know audio. Like.
Oh yeah? Why aren't you podcasting then? So I can be judging. So I am standing here with. Who are you, sir?
Casey Brefka, level 3 judge from Nashville, Tennessee.
And who are you, sir?
Charles Featherer, level 1 judge from New Jersey.
Did you hear the pause? It's because he's vaguely ashamed. That's okay.
Yes, I am.
No comment. So, are you ready for 3 questions?
We are. Sure.
That was a lie. I can tell by the look on your face. All right. So, first question. We're back in Innistrad, the world of creepy things and horror tropes, right?
Yeah.
So, I have to ask you, gentlemen, what's your favorite scary movie?
So, I'm a fan of really bad B-horror movies.
Nice.
So, I think my answer to this question is going to have to be Santa's Sleigh. Sleigh spelled S-L-A-Y.
Yep.
About a Christmas night where Santa is actually a demon who lost a bet 1,000 years ago to an angel. And so, he had to be nice and bring children gifts on Christmas for 1,000 years. But that 1,000 years has ended, and now he's allowed to do whatever the hell he wants again, so Christmas gets a little
whatever
more interesting.
The hell he wants again. I've heard of this terrible movie, yeah.
It's fantastic and awful.
So how about you, sir?
I have 2, and I can't decide which one, so I'm going to go with both. Army of Darkness, Bruce Campbell,
is
a film god.
Mm-hmm.
And Alien, simply because of the tagline. And now I forget.
In space, no one can hear you
scream.
No one
can hear you scream. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Nice. Well, one of those was actually a horror movie, so good
job. Close enough,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, Army of Darkness is whatever. It started as a horror series, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right, second question. This is a good judge of how you play Magic.
Okay.
What's your favorite enchantment?
Recurring Nightmare.
See, I like you. Sort of.
Impact Tremors.
Okay, wait. I can see.
Each time a creature hits the battlefield, it does 1 damage to target opponent.
Oh.
Very red. Very goblin-y.
Yeah.
Recurring Nightmares just busted in half.
In 3 quarters.
Yeah. Yes. And most of the decks that I enjoy playing revolve around abusing Recurring Nightmare.
Oh, okay, so I was wrong. I don't actually like you. Got it. All right, then. So, last question. You're about to win. It's the end of the game.
Yep.
What's the music that plays in your head when you turn all your dudes sideways for the winning Alpha Strike?
Weirdly enough, it's I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
That's terrifying, so yeah, that works.
That's actually pretty good.
Casey Brefka now scares me.
I like that one. The song that plays in my head is Another One Bites the Dust. Because I'm never sure it's for them or for me.
Yeah, because they might have the fog and then...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Judge Gentleman. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thank you, Chewy.
I am now standing here with, who are you, sir?
AJ Javieres.
That's how you pronounce your last name. See, that was a ruse, so I didn't screw it up.
Hold on. I had the plane lady just say Mr. Well. Anthony because she didn't want to deal with that.
So, you are a listener. Where are you from?
Florida.
The hell are you doing way up here?
Closest modern we get?
Okay.
We haven't had any Florida GPs at all this year.
Oh, that's true.
Last year we had two, Orlando and Miami, and nothing.
Is there one later this year?
Nope.
No. Florida sucks all of a sudden. It's just old people in the heat. Humidity, it's terrible.
A little bit.
So, but if anybody pays any attention to my YouTube channel, you've seen me drinking out of a chewy cup mug thing. And that was from AJ. So, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
But that's not important. What's important is three questions.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Excellent. So, we're back in Innistrad, right?
Yes.
The land of creepy things and horror tropes.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, what's your favorite scary movie?
Honestly, it's probably not very scary by today's margins, but Jurassic Park, because I watched it when I was a little kid, and it haunted me for years. Just every time, every couple of months, wake up with a nightmare about velociraptors. Can't escape it.
Because it wasn't the T-Rex, it was the velociraptors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The T-Rex was hilarious. He ate someone off the toilet.
So how old are you?
26.
Okay. Wow, you were a little kid when I came out there, weren't you? Like, I took a date to see it in, like, well, my old man drove a date and I to see it in, like, middle school, and it was all right. But, wow, yeah.
It still holds up pretty well.
Oh, yeah, dude. The graphics, the CG is still really good, and considering that was 1,000 years ago, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Second question. This is a good gauge of how a person plays magic. What's your favorite enchantment?
Privileged Position.
That's the one where your stuff can't...
Hexproof. All my stuff.
Yeah. So you're a don't-touch-me kind of guy. Okay, I got you.
Let me build my big Timmy things.
Nice. All right, then. Third question. So you're about to win.
Yes.
The game is almost over. What's the music that plays in your head when you turn all your dudes sideways for the victory alpha strike?
When Worlds Collide by Power Man 5000. This is what it's like when worlds collide. Are you ready to go?
That's awesome. I can see that as alpha strike music. I like it. Sweet.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now? You're playing a sealed event, right?
Yeah, I was playing sealed event 3-0 so far.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you, sir, and thank you very much.
No problem.
I enjoy the water in my cup every day.
Yeah.
All right, I am now standing here with, who are you, sir?
Jacob Van Loonen.
And who are you?
Tara Van Loonen.
And who's this adorable sleeping thing here?
So Luna Van Loonen.
Just so cute. It's a good thing I'm not doing video, or else it'd be like, so tell me, here, answer this question while I look at your child. So, are you guys ready for three questions?
I am, yes.
Excellent.
Or we are.
We are. We're,
yes.
Okay, so first question. We're in Innistrad, right? Where all the horror tropes are and things are creepy and scary. So I have to ask you, what's your favorite scary movie?
Ooh, American Werewolf in London.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Tara, what about you?
Suspiria.
Ooh.
I don't know that one. What's that?
It's about witches and I think it's like ballerinas or something like that, and they find the witches, and it's just the creepy music that is like really sick. So.
Could you spell that for me?
No.
No. Say it again, at least.
Suspiria.
Okay, I will look that up.
Yeah.
I'm always on the lookout for new scary movies. That's one of the reasons I'm asking this question.
It's a good one.
All right, so second question. This is a good gauge of how you play magic. What is your favorite enchantment?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh, there are a lot of good ones. I'm going to say that... I don't know, as a little kid, I remember being the only kid at school who wasn't afraid to pay life with my Sylvan Library. And as a result, yep. I won way more games than all the other kids. So I'm going to go with Sylvan Library because that's one of the cards that really taught me how to balance resources playing Magic.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I just had a very similar experience to that. So basically, yep. That happened to me as well, so That's why we're together.
It was meant to be. That's the sign. Mm-hmm. Okay, so last question. You're about to win. It's the end of the game. You've got this. When you turn all your guys sideways for the winning alpha strike, what's the music that plays in your head?
All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they stay there.
That's a good one.
I don't know. The faint.
Push it.
Yeah, salt and pepper. Push it. Push it. Push it real
good. Oh, now it's thanks. Now it's in my head. Blam.
It's pretty good.
Well, and I just want to say to you listeners that can't say this, it's adorable trying to follow Jacob Brown as he sways and rocks. It's so
natural.
Cute. All right, well, I would ask Luna some questions, but she looks busy.
Yeah.
Sacking
she's
out.
She's a little tired right now.
I can't blame her. If someone was swaying me, I'd be out too. So, thank you guys so much, and enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. I'll be over there on the stage doing... written this weekend.
Yeah,
so when you come find me again.
They told me there's no video, and I was like, but it's a Star City. And they were like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
It's a little bizarre. Yeah.
So many people.
I was walking around going, I don't see the stage or the feature. I don't, huh. And now I know why. Oh, well.
Well,
so this is the only time you get to be human all weekend then.
Yeah.
Because once coverage starts, you're just a riding zombie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to be, and with a thing this big, it's just going to be typing deck lists. I'm just going to have like days of typing deck lists here. I mean, I already have so many trial lists to type up, and then tomorrow I'm going to have way more to type up, so then I'll look for cool decks that are doing well and I'll type those up. People at home, be excited because lots of good decks.
Sweet.
Lots of exciting decks.
All right, well, thank you guys very much again. Enjoy your zombiehood and you'll be humanized soon.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm now standing here with, who are you, sir?
Jordan Kennedy.
And what show are you no longer allowed on?
At your instep, they kicked me off. So.
Right. For why did they kick you off? You remember?
I got busy.
I
tell myself I left.
Right, okay. So, I just had this jerk come up and tell me, man, you talk too loud. Oh, no, it's you. Okay. So, I'm going to ask you three questions now. Okay, so, first question. We're in Innistrad, where all the creepy things are and all the horror tropes, right? So I have to ask you, what's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, man, I hate scary movies.
Even better.
It's called The Poughkeepsie Tapes. It's very obscure. It's like a low-budget film where this guy is a serial killer and he tapes all of his own killings. And then, like, the movie is through the perspective of these tapes. So everything you see is his first. It's based in Poughkeepsie, New York, mm-hmm. and it's framed as if it's a documentary.
Right.
So like when I first saw it, they told me it was real. And I was like, oh, we're going to watch a cool documentary about a serial killer. I didn't sleep for 2 weeks. And then my friend was like, you look like crap, man. Like, you know that movie was fake, right? And it was just this weight that was lifted off my soul. No, I legitimately believed it was real for 2 weeks. I was doing all this research on this guy, and they had caught him, and that was the thing. And I was like, I'm dead now. I'm next. They're coming to Gahanna, Ohio, and killing me. Yeah, so Poughkeepsie Tapes.
I will see if I can find that, because that sounds hilarious. No, and then I can watch it knowing it's not really.
Yeah, watching it a second time, I was like, what was I thinking? Like, what in the world? But, like, it's like Freddy versus Jason. It's just that bad, but, like,
That's real, right?
I hope so. My nightmares scare me, so I don't know. Anyway.
So second question. What's your favorite enchantment?
Favorite enchantment? Oh, my God.
It's a good gauge of.
Yeah, that is a good question.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm really big on Vessel of Nascency because of I've been drafting a lot.
Is that the card draw?
It's the one that's one. It's one green. You crack it for a green. A color is in shadows.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm big on right now, just because I'm drafting a lot of shadows. But all time, probably Standstill. Like, you get to ruin games of cube with that.
Yeah,
you get to ruin games of cube with that.
And that's why you're not allowed on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like casting Standstill on a cube night. Yeah, like.
Well, you put it in the cube, man.
You're right. Like, it's your cube. Why is it in there? It's like him to Turok. You're not supposed to draft that card. Like, it's just there. Like,
You don't put it in your deck, you jerk. Well, you put it...
You bought it and put it in the sleeve.
Right, so last question. So the game is over. You're going to win. What's the music that plays in your head when you turn all your dudes sideways for the winning Alpha Strike?
Oh, my God. Hooligan by... oh, my God. I just started jamming to the song. And, like, dude, when I turn this... It's so thuggy that it's not me at all.
He's pulling out his phone to look it up, you yeah. guys. Like, seriously.
I want to know who it is because I jammed this song.
He is dead serious.
Oh, gosh. It's either F the Police by NWA or Hooligan by Big B. But whatever it is, I wouldn't change a thing. It's all about living life in the fast lane. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. What? I am what I am, I'm a hooligan. Hooligan! I am what I am. It's one of those two songs. Both are which more hardcore than I'll ever be in my life.
Like, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Like,
but those are the songs that I'm like, sup, boys. Like, so... Embarrassing, actually.
No.
At least it's not like 21 Violets or something.
I don't
like.
Know.
Oh my God, wouldn't it be an insane song to play out as you're just like crushing this nerd? Like,
uh-huh, yeah. Nice. Uh-huh. Well done, sir.
Thanks, man.
Did not expect that. All right, well, so are you playing tomorrow?
I am. I'm playing Jet Sky Control. So I won in the open last week, and I was like, well, I don't have a deck to play, so I'll just play this.
Sweet.
Uh-huh. The nice thing about none of your friends going to a tournament is you have all the cards in the world. So, like, it's all upside.
See, since I'm not playing and just none of my friends coming to
you're just doing the media thing all the time?
Yeah, it means I'm lonely, so.
Yeah, that's fair. We have podcasters, so.
Yeah, but I don't like any of them. I am now standing here at the incredibly busy stage here with, who are you, sir?
Jared Silva.
You're still a robot, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And still.
It's the rumor.
And still very attractive, so good. So. Take advantage of you standing here doing nothing for a minute and ask you three questions. So, first question.
Yeah.
We're in Innistrad again, right?
We are.
It's where all the creepy things are and mm-hmm. horror tropes and whatnot. Yep. So, I have to ask you, what's your favorite scary movie?
Favorite scary movie? I don't know. So, I'm not really into the horror genre, mm-hmm. but the Ash Army of Darkness stuff, mm-hmm. like that stuff that's kind of scary but not really. I like Walking Dead a lot, but it's not a movie, so I'd lean in that direction. But I think I'll go Army of Darkness and kind of sidestep the question.
That's actually a very popular answer thus far for people who are like, I don't like scary movies. And I'm like, well, okay, that isn't scary at all, but I'll allow it because it came from scary movies, so it's fine. Yeah.
It uses a lot of the tropes and it plays them. So.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite enchantment?
Favorite enchantment? I think that my favorite enchantment is... Oh, now I'm going to blank. It was the two and a white out of Champions, which was the lockdown. It was the pacifism out of that block.
It's Cage of Hands. Oh, out of Champions.
Yeah.
Oh.
And obviously...
Like arrest? No, that's not it.
No, that's where my mind went. I was like, no, but that's not it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly how I feel.
Wait, was that the one that could move?
You paid one in a white, and I think you could bounce it.
People are yelling at their headsets right now. But okay, yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
During post, I'll try to remember to look that up. And
it was good.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. And it was Cage of Hands.
I can see the art. What? Oh my God.
I'm still not sure how I couldn't figure out the name from the art because I could totally see the art in my head. I guess I'm bad at this game.
Okay, well, sorry, listeners.
Yeah, Bonded by Moonsilver reminds me of it, but it's not quite the same.
Yeah.
But, no, I just did one of the flashback drafts with Champions, and I got to sacrifice something from out from under it so that they couldn't bounce it in response.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I liked that one. It was versatile, but it also had ways that you could deal with it.
Yeah.
So.
All right, then. So, last question. The game is over. You're gonna win. What music plays in your head when you turn all your dudes sideways for the final Alpha Strike?
All right, it's got to be Final Countdown, right?
Would you believe you're the first person to say that? Would you believe that?
No, I wouldn't. Unless this has been... Have you talked to people before?
Yeah.
Because like, you said you already got some answers. Like, No, it's got to be Final Countdown.
Thank you! That's Jared Silva, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I had to come talk to you. Because the rest of you have disappointed me. Do you know how big this is going to be?
We're going to be up over 2,000. We don't have a final number yet. I'm just about to run the kind of 6 o'clock update. We did the download. We're pulling all the information into the program so that we can kick it out and let people check up and make sure all their information is correct.
Okay.
9 p.m. we'll close registration, get all of that information into the computer, and kick out some emails so that people know where to go tomorrow morning.
Because we were wondering on the drive up here if the fact that there's another Modern GP on this continent the same day...
It probably makes some impact, but not a ton.
Recent North Carolina political shenanigans, we're wondering what sort of effect that would have. But we were hoping to at least hit 2,000, and said it seems
We're over that threshold already.
Okay, that's good.
I expect we're going to climb a little bit more between now and 9 p.m. We got about 2.5 hours left.
I didn't register. People.
Yeah. It's funny. those people exist.
Yeah, they do.
And so
I talked to one of them not too long ago, actually.
Yeah. Well,
what are you playing tomorrow? Oh, crap. And he ran off.
I got an email from somebody who was like, all right, do you have my deck list? And I was like, I don't have you registered, man. They're like, yeah, I forgot that. Okay, I'm going to go sign up now.
Call you back in a minute.
Yeah. Like, not only didn't you sign up for Sleep In Special, you didn't sign up for the event.
Hashtag hey dummy. Word. Well, thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure.
This event is as smooth as most of the Star City GPs that I've ever
been to. We've been moving along nice and easy, and that scares me. Because I always feel like there must be something. I like it better when there's like a couple of bumps in the road, because you feel like you're actually like you're keeping things on track rather than it's just rolling along, and this one's just rolling along so far.
Oh Lord. Hopefully you're just worrying for nothing.
Yeah, that's usually how it works. Yeah. But
well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
That seems like as good a place to stop as any I could ever hope for. It's really a shame that Jared knows what he's talking about. Stupid sexy robot always being right. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed the musical accompaniments throughout the episode. It took forever to put together, but I think it was worth it. Join me next time when I talk to some pro players, writers, podcasters, and various other internet personalities. But until then, I've been Chewy. Thank you all so very much for listening, and go play some magic.